Very rough start to the postseason for the Mavericks yesterday. Only 30 points in the first half, only 8 in the second quarter, and they get drilled by the Clippers in Game 1. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about that one is Mavericks superstar Luka Doncic. Good morning.
Oh, boy. What's happening, Junior?
Still can't
What's
get over...
What's going on, Giorgio?
Hey.
Still can't get over your Texas accent that you've adopted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, did you see how I arrived at the game?
Yes.
See how I was dressed?
Yes.
That's the real Luka, brother.
Dressed like a cowboy.
Yeah, I've been faking being Slovenian or whatever for like 6 years. I just had to do that so Donnie would take me.
Oh, really?
Act like a Euro player.
Yeah,
huh?
Acting like a Euro. That's the only way he'd take me. You know where I'm really from?
Huh.
Boyd, Texas, brother. Boyd, Texas. I'm a Boyd Yellow Jacket through and through.
Wow.
I did not know that.
You want to know how country I am?
How?
Lost my virginity at 12.
Oh, dear.
Man.
To a Holstein.
Okay.
I'm kidding, brother. I was 13.
Oh, you're 13.
No, man, I'm kidding again. It wasn't to a Holstein. It was to some old human gal. When I was around 17, some old country broad, she's ugly, though.
Oh, man. That sounds like a great experience.
Oh, boy. She's so ugly. When she's a baby, her mama fed her with a slingshot. I'm talking ugly.
Wow.
And I hope this isn't a disappointment to, like, any of my fans out there.
Yeah.
But I got news for you.
Hmm.
I don't care about basketball, man.
What do you mean you don't care about basketball?
I don't care about it. You know what I care about?
Huh.
High school football on a Friday night. Cold beer and cut off shorts. Tailgate down.
It sounds like a Luke Bryan song.
Clinking old bottles off a fence post. Four wheeling after cowboy church.
We're visiting with Luka here on the Ticket.
Yeah, boy.
Well, that was a tough start to the playoffs. It's been interesting watching you and Kyrie. You've seemed to mesh this season. Forget about yesterday, but how's that been going, you and Kyrie?
Dude, I like Kyrie.
Okay.
He's a GMF, man. He's a good mother.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good guy, man. We're closer than two roaches on a bacon bit these days. He's just, you know, he's a good guy. We get along. We laugh. We have fun. We play basketball. Now, I'll tell you, he is nuttier than a porta potty at a peanut festival. But you guys knew that. We knew that coming into it.
He has some strange takes.
Strange takes. But he's a good guy. You know, when they first said he was coming here, I was a little iffy.
Yeah.
I mean, my sphinx tightened a little bit. I didn't know how it's going to work out.
Yeah.
And my nuts drew up so tight you couldn't reach them with a knitting needle. But, you know, he started talking to me about, like, the earth being flat and that gravity wasn't real and stuff. And
yeah.
At first I was, like, more confused than a blind lesbian at a fish market. But then,
oh, my gosh.
But then it started making some sense. I mean, how can the earth be round? I mean, wouldn't we fall off if it was round?
Well, wouldn't you fall off if it was flat?
Oh, well, I guess I can see both sides. I mean, I don't know.
Well, that was awful yesterday, and it almost made you think, I mean, that do you guys even care about advancing in the playoffs?
Does a one-legged duck swim in a circle? Of course I do. I want to advance in the playoffs. I want to justify my salary, man.
That's right.
Well, yeah. And you are paid well. I mean, $40 million a year, that's not bad.
Damn, I make $40 million a year?
Yeah.
Well, dip my balls in sweet cream and squat me in a kitchen full of kittens. That sounds pretty good.
You want us to do what?
That's living up in the main house kind of money. That ain't ranch foreman house money. You know how many pairs of Tacovas I could buy with that?
Is that what you were wearing yesterday?
You know how many turquoise bolo ties I could buy and then deny that I own them? I make that. Damn, I'm going to get me a second Raptor now, Giorgio.
Are you?
I am.
That first one's pretty sweet.
I'm going to get me an F-250. Platinum trim, Giorgio.
Okay, that'd
platinum
be pretty sweet.
Platinum trim.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Well, we'll see how we do. I mean, who knows? I mean, we may be out of this soon. I don't know.
Oh, well, how about a big bounce back in game two? Maybe that.
Bounce back, brother! That's what we're going to do. Oh, yeah, what you going to do? Anyway. Yeah,
what are you going to do?
All right, I'll be on this afternoon in my normal time slot.
What do you mean?
Wait, I don't do that show anymore.
There he goes. There goes Luca after a disappointing game one.